This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
The Democrats have this idea that everybody should be treated with dignity and respect. But they won't tell you, except conservatives. You don't deserve dignity or respect. Joe Biden signed an executive order for transgender people because he wants them treated with dignity and respect. It's going to be legislated that you do it. At young ages, folks, children are targeted by the left with sexual content. They're groomed. And they're being confused about gender ideology when it's the last thing on their mind. A child doesn't really have any knowledge of sexual orientation or whatever. I mean, for the most part, until they're probably 8 or 9 years old. I mean, they know boy and girl. They get to be 13, they start to have emotions. Here, the reason why I can tell you this is I have a cousin. I won't say her name. And she's a cousin by marriage. My uncle married her mother. And when that happened, that she was probably, I'm guessing she's 5 years younger than I am, maybe 6 years younger than I was. And she was probably 4 or 5 when I met her. I was 11 or 12. And so she idolized me. But in marriage, she became my cousin. In my mind, she became my cousin. You know, not somebody I would ever hit on or sexualize in any way. I mean, when I met her, I wasn't even through puberty. But as I went through puberty, I still didn't see her that way. I saw her as my little cousin. As if she were my blood cousin. And everywhere I went, she wanted to be with me. And she had a little crush on me, I could tell. But I never even gave it a single moment of thought. I'm being honest with you. And as, you know, I became 16, 17, she got to be 7 or 8. And you could, I mean, like I said, she always wanted to be around me. She was, oh, Kevin. And you could look at her and she was just idolizing me. I was smart. I was a good athlete. I get it. I mean, I was all that in a bag of chips. And in the eyes of an 8 or 9 or 10 year old girl, of course I was. She watched me, you know, through her formative years. I watched her become a little girl, and she watched me grow into manhood in a very short amount of time. So imagine she liked me as a 12 year old, and by the time I'm 16, 17, 18, she thinks I'm a god. Because, I mean, and so did a lot of other girls that you know, I could have had access to. But here's the reason why I'm telling you the story. As she grew older, you know, my uncle and she, her mother divorced. She and her mom, you know, went to live elsewhere. I didn't keep up with her. And later on I saw her and she looked very butch. And I didn't ask, but I got the impression she was a lesbian. Okay? And I think she is to this day. I honestly haven't spent any time with her since then. But here's what I will tell you. She was made into one because I know for a fact she liked boys and she liked me because I was a cool kid. And had I shown her any interest at all, she probably, and I don't know what happened to her later in life, but I suspect, you know, it was molestation or whatever. Her mom was, my uncle did not choose the best of women. You get what I'm saying? Now, I don't know what happened, but I suspect somewhere along the way she was sexualized because it wouldn't surprise me. But I wasn't going to be the one to do it. But here's what I can tell you. If I'd shown any interest in her as a boy, and it, I mean, at some point it would have been okay. She was my cousin by marriage, so to speak. It wasn't like we were blood cousins, but I didn't. But I suspect she probably wouldn't have been a lesbian. If she'd had good relationships with men, or whatever could have happened that flipped her. Who knows? As I said, her mother was kind of a wild woman. Anybody that dated my uncle, I got to tell you. Okay? Welcome. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. So these kids are getting sexualized. They're confused, and all that Joe Biden and these people want to do is keep them confused. Because why would you want kids to just grow up as boys and girls? They're creating a problem that doesn't exist. Joe Biden signed a divisive transgender executive order, wants all K-12 schools to accept federal funds, to adopt sexual orientation and gender identity policies. These allow students to participate in single-sex sports, use single-sex facilities that don't match their biological sex, bathrooms, locker rooms, etc. Opportunities for female athletes are being destroyed over this stuff. You all know what's going on with it. The Democrat-controlled Congress said it wants to permanently impose this sexual orientation and gender identity on the nation, and they voted in the Equality Act. Every person should be treated with dignity and respect, they say. No one should be discriminated against because of they identify as gay or transgender. But if you happen to be conservative, it's okay. We don't care about the gay, transgender people if they're conservative. Just as like we don't care about what you are if you're conservative. In fact, don't even bother to tell us any of your intersectionality if you're conservative. Because it doesn't matter. Everything's gone at that point. We will prosecute you like we did Donald Trump. Open your mouth, say something, and you will be in prison. We will skip the indictment. We will skip the courts. We will go straight to prison. Sexual orientation and gender policies have already led to the punishment of doctors and hospitals who don't want to perform surgical interventions to affirm gender identity, and of teachers who don't use preferred pronouns. Talked about it earlier, right? What else do I need to tell you about this nonsense that's going on in this country surrounding the LGBT, and it used to be, you discriminate against lesbians. No, we don't. You discriminate against gays. No, we don't. You discriminate against, I'll get the word out, bisexuals. No, we don't. And now, okay, we're going to really offend you. We're going to talk about the transsexuals. And let me tell you what's next. Q. The L is gone. The G is gone. The B is gone. Now they're on the T's. And when they're done with the T's, they're going to go to the Q. And you're saying to yourself, Kevin, what's the Q? I don't know. I just know they're going there. Because you don't know what it is. So you're going to be going, well, why, how are we discriminating against the Qs? Well, does it matter? All we're saying is you're discriminating. That should be enough. And we'll do an executive order that says don't be discriminating against the Qs. Well, Kevin, what is a Q? Well, some said it's queer, but others say it's questioning. Do you know? Are you supposed to know? People hear it all the time. What about the IA? LGBTQIA. When it gets through to the Q, what's going to be the I? Do you even know what the I is for? What about the A? What about the plus? Where they can just add whatever they want. Are you starting to get the picture? Alphabet soup.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now,
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
There are certain stories that catch my attention because I think we get excited about them, and it stirs something in us. It's like, oh, you know, a celebrity thinks like we do, and they switched over and did something else. Let me tell you something, folks. Don't get excited. Celebrities think like we do. These Holly weirdos, they think like we do. They are like us. I mean, when it comes to sanity, they want good schools for their kids. They put them in them. They won't put them in public school. They got their nannies and they homeschool. They, you know, whatever. They avoid all of it. They don't live in unsafe neighborhoods. They live in gated communities. Why? Because they know what's out there. They know what inflation is. They know when a house price goes through the roof. They just don't have to care as much as we do because they have more money. But trust me, there are some of them out there just barely making it. Most of them, believe it or not, are faking it till they make it. They're like rappers. They got nothing, but they talk about all the cars. They got all the women. They got all the stuff they got. They got nothing. Living, you know, hand to mouth on a larger scale. Faking it. You know, fake jewels, fake this, fake parties, fake friends, all of it. We live reality. Do we throw parties? Sure we do. We do all the things that they do. But we do it on a scale that says we can afford it, and we don't do it just because. We don't do it in most cases, I don't think we do it to impress our friends or whatever. Don't misunderstand me. We have some of that, but not like they do. But boy, let one of them, John Clooney said such and such, or George Clooney, John, whatever his name is. You can tell how much I care about him. He said this. He's leaning towards this. He says we need to close the borders, and we freak out. Oh, a lefty said something, sane, that we need to close the border. We need to stop releasing hardened criminals back into the streets, or we need to stop criminals from coming into America, or if an illegal rapes somebody, they need to be sent home, not released into the general population, or Joe Biden needs to get in check with inflation and that his policies don't really work, and, it's hurting the poor, and I could go on. They think all of it, but they don't say it. But boy, let them come anywhere close to us, and we get all excited. Public acknowledgement of our views from Democrats or other leftists or Holly weirdos just absolutely makes us tingle. And I refuse to let it excite me. When you're right, you aren't waiting around for cheerleaders. You evangelize and you keep moving on. I don't need to stop and go, oh my gosh, I'm so glad everybody is now following me and y'all are behind me. Let me tell you, I'm moving forward straight ahead no matter what. And to that end, I want to discuss the supposed transgender issue. We've touched on it multiple shows. We'll continue to touch on it until finally people start to get it. It's a made-up issue for sure, folks. Because I can make you money that I can make you understand that it's a made-up issue. Transgender issues, really? So I've been around for 6 decades. And I will tell you this, never came up. I guarantee you I know transgenders have used the bathroom that I've used. They've shopped in stores, done whatever. And you know what they've been stared at? I've stared at them. You think we're the only ones who stared at transgender? There are people in the LGBT community that stare at transgender. Because they're like, whoa, what kind of freak is that? The left, though, folks, are smart in their diversions. They have us talking about this issue like it's really an issue. America, the only trans issue we've had is I'm not going to tell you that people haven't teased them and they haven't been bullied and everything else. People are bullied for being fat. People are bullied for being skinny. People are bullied for being tall, short, ugly. Some get bullied out for being pretty. There are people, oh my gosh, my beauty is such a hassle. Shut up. I feel like I need to play that clip again from whatever that the guy's name, Anton or somebody that Tucker interviewed. I need to play that clip. Why? Because he's a guy that says, you are lucky to be born in this country and you're good at something. And if anybody can put a head trip, he called it psyop. If somebody can psyop you into thinking that you're less than who you really are as a human being, shame on you, not shame on them. That's why I talk all the time. Be glad there's a bully early on in your life somewhere. You've either seen one or you've been bullied. Be happy about it because you overcame it. And you know what most people do when they overcome bullies? They vow, I will never be bullied again. I gave you my story. I was in the second grade. I watched a third grader bully my best friend, Roland, who was twice his size. And I remember looking at him going, Roland, I don't care that dude's in the third grade. You could just hit him on the top of the head and old boy would go down. That's what I was thinking. But see, you're not supposed to think that way when you're in the second grade. You're supposed to think, oh, he's a third grader. He's tougher than I am. He's a fifth grader. He's tougher than I am. I was a kid. I was already beyond that in the second grade. I was like, shoot. Yeah, it didn't matter who you were. If we were going to fight, we were going to fight. And I can tell you guys, I already told you this story. People know this about me. When my cousin and Brian, Pepe is my cousin, and Brian were going to beat me up when I was in the second grade walking home. I don't know why they were going to beat me up, but they decided to beat me up. And they were waiting for me at the bridge. And they told me in school they were going to beat me up. And I was hot-footing at home, man, because I was like, ooh, I don't know. I can't beat up 2 third graders. Well, let me tell you what happened. I stopped at that bridge, and when I knew that they weren't going to let me go and we were going to have to fight, first thing I did, while Roland was sitting there talking smack, as I ran up on him, and I was fast. And I just, I hit him like 3-4 times in the face, and he started crying. And then I looked at my cousin Pepe, who was with him, and while he was looking at Roland going, he's a bigger boy than me, I peppered him. And I had both those third graders crying on that bridge, and I walked home like a champ. But let me tell you what that bully did, what that bullying did. It made me go, I never want to feel that way again. If I see two guys waiting for me on a bridge, I see two guys that are going to the hospital. I see two guys that picked the wrong dude. And that's the way I look at it. So, and let me tell you, more than half of the fight, 80% of the fight is what you think about it. So the leftists, they know how to win the fight. They come in there ready to go, ooh, we win, we win, we got the trans issue, we win. If you say anything against us, we're going to call you transphobic, we're going to do this, you do that. Trans people deal with the same issues that other humans deal with, except they showcase their freak. See, I don't know your freak. You got to tell me. And then I go, oh, wow, didn't realize that, Chuck. But I don't care. Trans people say, I'm freaky, look at me, huh? But don't tease me and don't say anything. I'm going to legislate against you. No, if you show me your freak, I'm going to talk about it. If a man dresses like a woman, he's going to get attention. People are going to stare. And vice versa. What person hasn't looked at a woman who looks and acts like a man and went, wow, that chick looks and acts like a dude? You're curious because it doesn't happen very often. It's a freak. You're like, whoa, because you're used to seeing women be women. Did you know, folks, there's an LGB organization? I'm talking about no T, LGB. Here's what they said about the trans issue. We oppose the harmful, unnecessary, and unscientific medicalization of children in the name of gender transition. LGB people. We'll be back. Keep it in.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA News update. Former President Trump says he plans to release a detailed report showing fraud occurred during the 2020 election in Georgia. He'll do so during a news conference next week in Bedminster, New Jersey. He claims the report will exonerate him from his recent indictment in the state. The death toll in Hawaii from wildfires has risen to 99. That massive wind-driven blaze that tore through the once picturesque town of Lahaina on the island of Maui is now the deadliest wildfire in U.S. modern history. The White House is defending the president's response to the deadly wildfires in Hawaii.
There are almost 500 federal personnel deployed to Maui to assist residents in their greatest time of need. FEMA has deployed more than 140 urban search and rescue personnel.
Deputy Press Secretary Olivia Dalton said President Biden mobilized a robust whole-of-government response and plans to keep federal resources in Hawaii for as long as it takes. John Schaefer, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
There is an LGB organization without the T. And I was going to read what they said about the LGBT, the T issue. Here's what they wrote. We oppose the harmful, unnecessary, and unscientific medicalization of children in the name of gender transition. We oppose ideologies promoting the belief that gender nonconformity or dysphoria requires physical alteration through medical intervention. With research indicating that 60 to 90% of gender nonconforming children who identify as trans eventually desist and become LGB adults. We believe all children should be free from the constraints of gender roles without medicalized, quote, transition or the need for a new, quote, identity. We understand gender dysphoria as a psychological reaction to a sexist society and view transition as a new form of conversion therapy designed to, quote, fix gender nonconforming and LGB youth. We instead support ethical forms of counseling intended to help dysphoric youth become more comfortable in their bodies. You can find that online, folks. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, talking about the freak show that is the transgender nonsense that we're talking about. And the reason why I'm calling it the freak show stuff that we shouldn't be talking about is because we have more important things to be talking about. And it drives me crazy. But I want to move on because a Democrat, I was talking about conversions and why we get all excited. People got excited because this guy's name is Senator Chris Murphy. He's a Democrat out of Connecticut. He says we cannot avoid the biological evolutionary differences between men and women. What? What did he just say? Oh, my gosh, he's so dreamy. He's so pretty. The author of this piece went on to say, everyone knows that men and women are different, but in recent years, saying so gets many people labeled as right-wing extremists. Perhaps that's beginning to change. It's probably obvious by now, but the reason why it's suddenly out of bounds to acknowledge the obvious fundamental differences between men and women is that it interferes with the transgender fantasy. It requires defining man, defining woman, and identifying the very real and insurmountable obstacles with one becoming the other. Today, if a man feels like a woman, or a woman feels like a man, the facts must simply get out of the way. And what I love when we have this discussion is leftists then abandon the science. It's not about the science. Or they alter the science with their relativity, moral relativity, or in this case, scientific relativity. Because so what? You know it to be true and you learned it to be true. And it is, in fact, the de facto science. So it doesn't fit our narrative. We can change the science. Inasmuch as Elizabeth Warren can become an Indian and Rachel Dolezal can become black. This deliberate self-delusion is almost exclusively on the left, but it influences other people. It influences people that think of themselves as moderates. I'm an independent. I can look at things from all perspectives. I can look at things from all the perspectives. You know better than I am, Mr. Independent or Miss Independent. So surprising, you say, and refreshing to see a Democratic senator from a deep blue state speaking openly about the differences. And this is where I come back to this. I'm not going to get excited because somebody states the obvious. Should we call him up? Should we write him and say, hey, congratulations for following the real science, for understanding the real issues here. Now let's move on. Murphy's remarks came in response to his reading a thought-provoking book, I love this, in which many people should do. He says it's worth reproducing the entire thread for content. He says, enjoying news and commentary from a biblical worldview? Here's what he says. Finish The Boys and Men by Richard Reeves. Just excellent and so necessary. Cover some of the themes I wrote about in my book. The bottom line, the left is missing the crisis happening with men. And we need to talk about it openly and without fear. We cannot avoid the biological evolutionary differences between men and women. It is not toxic masculinity that causes men to commit 90% of murders, for instance. Both biology and thousands of years of culture have wired men differently. Policy has to acknowledge that. What a great way to begin this, right? Both Reeves and I write about the identity crisis happening with men. As in one short generation, they lost their roles as primary family earners. The right is wrong to say that we should go back to the 1950s, but the left is wrong to just tell men to get over it. Well, let me correct this congressman, this senator, first of all. There aren't that many people on the right saying let's go back to the 1950s. I don't care if Melissa makes more money than I do. I don't care if your spouse makes more money than you do if she's a female. Men have evolved beyond that. There's more of a role of a man in a relationship with a woman than who makes the most money. I know that may be hard for some to believe, and to be honest with you, I think that's a bigger problem for the left than it is for the right. I think the left, their men become emasculated because for the very reason that we're talking about right now, they can't really handle it. So they just duck into this subservient role. I call them male hyenas because all they're there to do is to breed. No true conservative guy I've ever met would tell you, man, my wife better not make more money than me. I got a lot of male friends that their wives make more money than them, and they are staunchly conservative, and they're like, you go, girl. You go. He says, Reeves is smart to suggest policies shaped towards men's needs. More hands-on instruction for boys who learn differently. More rights and expectation for non-married fathers. More paths and less shaming of men who go into teaching, healthcare, and social work. And what he's talking about there is men used to do the things you... Look, I'm part of this generation that didn't grow. I mean, I did some stuff. I helped my grandfather garden. I built a feral, pen for my hogs. You know, I would build different things around the house. But I wasn't taught it, per se. My grandfather did as much as he could, probably more than most kids get these days. But I didn't do wood shopping. I didn't learn how to work on cars and build major construction and all that. Even though, as I said, I knew how to pour cement and, you know, use a leveler and do a lot of cool things. Men are taught, it's inbred in us to do that. Right now I'm struggling with that with my own son. I bring him out just to build something just so he can know how to use an Allen wrench and a screwdriver and know what a flathead is versus a Phillips. I wonder how many teenage boys would even be able to tell you the difference between a flathead and a Phillips without you putting them there. And even if you did, they'd probably still miss it. He says, The bottom line for progressives is that our reaction to the Holly book can't be to think men and masculinity is just something the right talks about. There is something profound happening with American men, and the left should address it with more responsible solutions. He's right about what they're doing. They are emasculating men. They are changing it to where men have no responsibility in gender roles. Well, how could you if they don't even know what the genders are? 71 or whatever the number is, it's different. It's insanity. He says, he mentioned three different books in the thread, and it's helpful to keep them straight. He read A Boys and Men by Richard Reeves, president of the American Institute for Boys and Men, which is a project of the left-leaning Brookings Institute. Second, he referenced the book on males he wrote himself, The Violence Inside Us. Third, he mentioned Senator Josh Hawley's book, Manhood. I remember one of my buddies, Doug, wrote a book, How to Raise Righteous Girls, Righteous Daughters. Who, you know, and the whole theme of it is, if you raise your daughters right, they will pick good men, and they will never become victims. And let me tell you, Hannah and Regis will never be victims. Certainly Regis won't. That girl's got a black belt in jiu-jitsu. And she trains women in areas of Pakistan embedded with Pakistani militants. I mean, that girl is tough as nails. The article goes on. Murphy recognizes both biological and social differences. Both biology and 1,000 years of culture have wired men differently, he noted. For instance, men we commit 90% of the murders. I didn't know that number, but I have no reason to doubt it. Men have always been the protectors, the warriors, the stronger. If there's something to be checked at night, who's going to go check it? Your wife? If you're a leftist man, yes. So what is it? What is the bump in the night? It's a dude probably trying to steal your stuff. The likelihood of it being a woman is pretty remote. So if you confront the guy, one of you is probably going to die. Maybe both of you. But it doesn't mean men are, I get it. Statistically, yes, you're more likely to be killed by a guy. If you really want to dig farther, you're more likely to be killed by a black guy. Right? I mean, being honest about it. But it's not a condemnation of all black men. The combination of a lot of things. It requires a much deeper dive than what leftists tend to want to go. I'll take a short break.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Senator Chris Murphy, a Democrat, acknowledges that there are differences between men and women. Wow, really? Oh, we have another one on our side. Please. We've always had him on our side. No serious person believes that there's more genders than a man or a woman. And if you are studied in the topic, you know that there are some things that can occur in the human body that create what would be biological freaks. Hermaphrodites, for example. I don't know if this is true, but I heard it is. I heard that hermaphrodites cannot have babies. I don't know if that's true, because I don't know any hermaphrodites personally. I heard that Jamie Lee Curtis was a hermaphrodite. Tell you what, if you saw her in Trading Places when she takes Winthorpe back to her apartment, you wouldn't think she was a hermaphrodite because she looks like all woman to me. So what they do when the kids have both sex organs, because there's a part of the evolutionary process where even little boys, something happens, a genetic switch occurs, and boys, I think everybody's born a boy, but then you get flipped over into being a girl. Or vice versa. I don't know which. I'm not going to pretend to know about it. But that's what I've heard. And so sometimes that switch doesn't fully flip, and you get somebody born with both. And then they bring in the parents, and they say, hey, look, got a little problem here. We got innies and outies. What do you want to do? And the parents have to make up their minds and say, well, you know, because this isn't like if it's a little girl, she's got fully formed breasts, and you can go, oh, well, look at, you know, Jamie Lee's breasts. I mean, she's obviously a woman. If you think about how she's built, I mean, outside from the breasts, which I'm presuming are real because I did see them in Trading Places, but if they weren't real, she's kind of got the body of a boy. And so you kind of, again, as a parent, you got to make up your mind which way you're going to go. And I will venture to tell you, I don't know how many hermaphrodites there are per thousand or per million, but they do exist. And that is the, you know, that in logic we call, there's a one and there's a zero. But then there's this thing we call tri-state, where it could go either way. And that's what a hermaphrodite is, a tri-state. It could go either way. And if it, you know, you're rolling the dice. Well, we've always wanted a boy. If you decide, okay, I'm going to make that little thing into a penis, well, it is what it is. And if you roll the dice wrong and it's a girl, well, you probably get some butch-looking girl that goes, I've never felt comfortable in this body. And the parents are sitting back going, oops, sorry, we've screwed up. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. So, I get it. Mistakes can be made. And those people have the most legitimate thing about transgender of anybody. If you wanted to say, you know, some girl thinks she's a boy, and, you know, she, you know, and you've raised her as a girl, and she's like, I don't feel this way. And they go, well, dear, you were a hermaphrodite, and, you know, we just had to pick and choose, and we picked wrong. That's a legitimate case. Because, again, I don't study physiology and all that. So maybe she's producing enough testosterone to get in there and, you know, kick with the boys. But I don't know. But these other people that are just, I feel this way, I think I feel this way, I think there's a lot more to it. I think there's a lot more psychology to it and psychological disturbance, if you will. Gender dysphoria, they call it. Anyway, this Democrat Chris Murphy, he's like, look, we got to take a more serious look at it. We got to be able to discuss it. He's saying some horrible things. Horrible. I mean, from the leftist point of view, he wants to discuss it. He doesn't want it to just be that we accuse the right of being transphobic or some other crazy thing, or that, you know, we accuse the right of demagoguing an issue for one reason or another. Whatever. I don't, you know, you discern what you believe they accuse us of. But whatever it is, I can tell you this, it's not good. And he's going, why can't we have a dialogue? Why are you going to accuse men of being toxically masculine because you've got a statistic that says men are warriors. 90% of the murders are committed by them. Okay, how many children kidnappings are committed by men? I don't know. I mean, I don't like parsing data, but I'd like to have a serious data discussion because I think there's a lot more impacting that than meets the eye. You know, the guy that wrote the book, Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus, he was exactly right. And the minute that you try to acknowledge it or have a discussion around it, then the left comes with something, or some new term. You know, toxically masculine is the one that's a favorite right now. Well, okay, I accept it. I'm not going to fight it. I'm toxically masculine. Here's what I will tell you. You want to pick a fight, I'm going to fight you. And don't get in my face. Keep your hands off me. I'm toxically masculine. Now, there are a lot of people who would be like, oh, you know, you can put your hands on me. It's not that big of a deal. Okay, fine. Maybe they're not toxic. But I know some toxic feminists, quite a few of them. I know some skanks, too. I know some women that you absolutely just want nothing to do with. Oh, by the way, a little secret. So do each of you. Especially you women. You know which women you would never recommend to one of your male cohorts. If he was like, hey, listen, Joan, Beverly's been dead now for a decade, and I was just wondering if you know anybody. You know, she's like, well, you know, most of my friends are married, Ted, but he's like, what? Well, who are you talking about? Come on, spill the beans. Oh, there's Susan. But, what? It can't be that bad. She's like, yeah. So she won't even want to tell you because she knows how her friend Susan is. Anyway, Chris Murphy made the controversial utterance that men are different than women. There are differences, and we need to recognize this fact, and we need to not demagogue it, not make it, not separate men from women, but understand that it's just the nature of the beast. And here's what's most interesting to me is that why does he have to do that? We already know. When guys go out, you go to the club, or I don't know where you meet girls these days. Probably still at the nightclub, right, or the bar, or at some concert, or maybe if you're lucky, you meet her at church, or you meet them in school. A lot of people meet up in college, and that's where they become, you know, family people. It starts out that way. So, what? And I get, oh, Kevin, there's a lot of women, that, you know, especially beautiful women. They're not, you know, trapped by convention. They're going out getting, you know, women and blah, blah, blah. They're, you know, marrying, you know, two people and all these other crazy things that are going on up in some of these other areas of the country. I watch Sister Wives. No, I don't, but I've seen it on TV. So, whatever it is that's going on, it isn't like we need legislation to fix it or we need some new series of definitions or whatever. People know what's going on. No big deal. But we act like it is. And we get excited when somebody joins us from the left. By the way, there was a Democrat lady, I don't know, was it out of Georgia? That flipped. She said, I'm done with the Democrats. I don't want to be involved with them anymore. Black lady. So, you know, but I'm not going to, who? You know, she's a big deal. I remember when Vernon Jones flipped and became a Republican. And what about, what's that other black dude? He's always on Fox. Oh, geez. I can see his face, but I can't remember his name. Anyway, he's a former Democrat that flipped. And I proudly tell you guys this all the time. I never flipped. People go, Kevin, were you a Democrat? No, don't even insult me like that. I was never a Democrat. I don't need to flip. I was never that stupid. And I pride myself on being able to tell you that, no, I didn't flip because I've known I was right all along. Folks, when you're listening to a person who for more than 5 decades has never changed. I've never looked back and went, ooh, I should have done this. I should have thought like this. No, I knew it inherently in my soul, and I knew it from my logic and reasoning and my common sense. And I've never changed. I've never wavered. Have I, you know, softened on? I told you guys about my first time I saw a gay guy, and my grandmother goes, he's funny. And I was like, well, I didn't know. I don't want people describing me as funny. But I didn't have some overwhelming thing to go beat him up. This pretty man, he was walking by our car as we were at a gas station. I just went, wow, he's an attractive dude, and he was dressed to the dozens. I was like, man, he's very stylish. It would be cool to be like that, but I just don't want to be funny. Anyway, kudos to Murphy for switching over. Good for him, Chris Murphy. Now, do the right thing. Go work with people to make them understand that the right has no issues with LGBT.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.